I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, July 15, 2013 to order. And I'd like to call on Mr. Finley to offer an opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you for the blessings that you give us, dear Lord. Just a blessing of life, and we realize, dear Lord, that even that is just a vapor compared to what you offer us in eternity, dear Lord. We thank you for that and praise you for the way that you offer us an opportunity to go into eternity with you as joint heirs, dear Lord. Thank you for that. We pray, dear Lord, that as we go about our daily work today, that you just be with us, each and every one, that you just give each one of us guidance and help us to make decisions be pleasing to you, that we would honor you in all that we do, dear Lord. We pray for those that may need your healing hand. Lift up them, dear Lord, and we know that you are the great physician. Just pray that you just be with each and every one of those. And many, I'm sure, need your comforting hand, dear Lord, and just pray that you comfort those that need that. And lift up those that may be serving us, and their families are here and they're away, and we pray for them, dear Lord, that you would just comfort them. We again thank you that we have an opportunity to serve you today and pray that you help us to do that. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick. Commission remarks. I need to note that we had a short preliminary study this morning. There was no public comment that was offered. I'd also like to note that we've received notification from the State Tax Commission that Governor Nixon announced he was exercising his constitutional authority to restrict $400 million from the upcoming fiscal year 14 budget. What that means particularly to us is a loss of revenues in some areas. One of the areas that we'll lose revenue is within the assessment maintenance fund. And as I understand it, rather than cutting the budget that's utilized by the State Tax Commission, they are passing it directly through to the counties so that the counties won't receive the amount of monies that are so stated within Missouri law that we will receive. Is that right, James? The governor's press release cites the potential loss of future revenues as his reason for the restriction. This restriction includes a 4% withholding on the assessment maintenance fund by the state of Missouri, based upon the governor's decision. Anything else from the commission on commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 336059 through 336131, warrants 5806 and 5807.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 336059 through 336131 and warrants number 5806 and 5807. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. one of those? Mel, while you're here, before we jump into something else, it says staff departmental update, treasure. Is that me or? Can you join us for just a second? I'm jumping down, but we've already got her up here. I had a short discussion with Mel the other day, and under the new bid that we have with the banking institution, while it was the best bid, the lowest bid, there are certain costs that go along with that bid. And one of those costs is every time we write a check, we pay. And my thinking was that if we could get some information from you about how many people that we don't have on direct deposit, how many perhaps we could move to direct deposit, or perhaps we could, through you and with you, encourage people to do that. That, as well as maybe we need to meet with the auditor to see how many times we're writing checks, and is there a way perhaps that we could consolidate that? Because it will save us money if there's some actions that we could take. Just if you'd look into that, that's why I put that on there too.
Okay.
Thanks, Mel. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Parking garage change order. Gentlemen, the repairs to the parking garage came in at $3,884 less than what we were informed that it would cost and less than what we had contractually agreed to pay. So what we have in front of us is a change order that's lowering that amount to balance with the amount of money that we're going to be charged. And what would be in order is a motion to approve the change order to pay less money.
Motion for approval, change order on the parking garage. Does it have a
what's number? The numbers?
Change order number 001. That'd be Architects Project Number 12-160. Was there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Lone Star Church and Cemetery quit claim deed. Yes, I have a copy of a quit claim deed in front of us that's by and between the grantor, the Taney County Commission, party of the first part, and grantee, Lone Star Church and Cemetery Association Incorporated. Then the exhibit that is attached here too is regarding a parcel of property that's contiguous with the cemetery and the original intent from the donor of that property was that this would be a part of the cemetery. So this transfers any ownership that we have to that entity. So yes, a motion would be in order.
Motion for approval of a quick claim deed between Taney County and the Lone Star Church and Cemetery.
Hold on 1 second. My computer was going down as I was reading the email, so now I'm reading it here.
Now, does that include that last deal that they come up with on the cemetery, the old cemetery?
No. To the best of my knowledge, it does not. What they have found is another portion of this, the existing cemetery that looks like it may be in the county's name that the recorders come across, and I think we need to transfer that as well.
Yeah, we can go through the same process.
Yes.
And do it again.
Now, I don't think that that's included in here, but we'll follow up on that, Glenn.
Yeah, and I think there's another deal where somebody over years and years ago, some group family donated a half acre and another family donated another half acre. Plus somebody donated the old cemetery.
I think we just took care of what you presented the first time. Anyway, Frank hadn't mentioned anything to me about the other chain.
Yeah.
So if there's other things that need to be done, if you could present them and maybe have Nikki run them through the our law officer, our attorneys, and have them check that out.
I didn't know anything about that stuff, and Leon called me and said Leslie over here had come up with all that stuff.
And through the Historical Society?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Leon's been taking care of this, but he had a dentist appointment. Yeah. This morning, and he called me and wanted me to come down and see about it.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the quick claim deed by and between Taney County, the Lone Star Church, and the Cemetery Association Incorporated. Discussion?
I'd like to make that motion on the legal description presented. If there's other parts that have been discovered by the Historical Society, I would like for this to be.
Well, we're voting on this quick claim deed. So what you're adding is in the description that's contained therein.
Yes.
Is that all right, Brandon? Second. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We'll get this recorded ASAP.
Okay. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, sir. We have in front of us a maintenance agreement. It's a small generator at the courthouse. It's been reviewed by counsel. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Would you like to address this?
Yes, it's for the little generator on the side of the courthouse here. Need to have it serviced and have someone come and look at it. And I know the hoses and stuff like that need to be changed on it. So.
This is a contract for more than a year.
It is for, let's see. It'll just be a year.
Is it, the reason I ask that, if we're signing a maintenance agreement, is it for a periodical time frame of every month or every quarter or every, is it every?
No, it's just at one time.
One time a year?
Yeah.
The agreement provides for a one-time full service and inspection service by the supplier at a total cost of $819.38. An amount below that which triggers the formal bidding statute requirements. Notably, the agreement does not include the certification by the county financial officer, which arguably would make the agreement unenforceable against the county, so we probably need to add that. But yes, it's for a one-time service of the...
Okay. Motion for approval.
Second.
Maintenance agreement on the generator. At the courthouse, the old courthouse.
With Cummins Central Power.
Yes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the maintenance agreement as submitted with Cummins Central Power, LLC. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee. Intrinsicor. How many chairs we have? Could I have you three gentlemen from Intrinsicor? Are there just three of you?
Yes.
So just three sitting there. Join us here at this table.
Sure.
And if I could have anyone else that wishes to speak, join us at this other table. I would really like to have the county clerk, the collector, the assessor, and or any of the others, when the time comes, if you're called upon to address this issue, need another chair. Can we stand in a 5-minute recess? And then we'll begin.
Good morning, Annie. I'm all right.